All right. So I'm saying this, it's September 22nd, I believe. Internal competition only is victory. And self-awareness to know that. Okay. So what was I doing? I'm saying prayers to God, as girlfriend likes to say. I'm so into God. Well, we should all be. Because God is really all of us that ever will be and ever has been and ever have been and ever will be. You get it. And all of that. And so if you can learn to love God, which is all of us and all the things and all of God's creations, right, which is you two doofuses, then you open your heart up to that, and then you and really accepting everyone for as they are, flaws and all, come as you are, as Nirvana says, and then forgiving them for all their sins. Because listen, let he who without sin throw the first stone type of thing, perfect big brother, freaking Jesus, always perfect, Moisha. You know what I mean? So you got to do that thing. If you do that thing enough times, you're eventually figuring it out that, you know, we're all connected. And if we keep fighting each other, we're going to just never end up and we'll never end up being in hell. But if we can find a way to sing what's glorious about us or God, about all of us together, united, that feeling, that spirit of love, whether it be love for one person or love for many people or ideally love for everybody and all things and all animals and everything, then you can really experience the true ecstasy. And then you don't need any kind of fancy things to get there. You don't need any kind of fancy anything. It's very simple. So my point was all this was something funny I was going to say. And then, you know how it is when you pick up your phone to say it and it's not as funny anymore as when you first say it. But let me try. It was like this. Oh, yes. It was like this. And I don't even know if I can imagine as funny as I was before. But let's just say it without even trying to be funny. It's hard to be funny or how to try to be funny. So if you're going to build a perfect mousetrap, let's say you were going to build... Earth. You're building a new world, right? And you were going to build it, but your goal was to get everyone to have it eventually, right? Even the doofuses, even you. You know what I'm talking about. If you're listening to this and you think you might be a doofus, that's you. It's basically all of us, right? We all have an inner doofus just waiting to get out. And some of us have a more inner doofus that's more developed than others. more high skilled doofuses as some of us are. Anyways, my point is, what was my point again? What was I going to say? Shoot, seriously, wait. Oh, yeah. So if you're going to design a world and you want everyone to get to heaven, right? Which I hope, you know, you just hope and pray. That's what the person that designed or the people that designed this world want for us. Check this out. If they did, you would make a system so that all you had to do is really genuinely be only the penitent man shall pass, like Indiana Jones said. If you were just like penitent, like, hey, man, or women, or, you know, God, or they, thems, or whatever, who is in charge, or aliens, you know, whoever's in charge. Someone built this thing, right? And you say, like, hey, I'm genuinely sorry for all the terrible things I did, and you genuinely own up to them. Because here's the thing, like, God knows what you did anyways. So you might as well just, like, own up to it, and then just, like, apologize, and then just promise you never do it again, and find a way to build a system of beliefs and habit patterns and thoughts, words, and deeds that you do that actually support that. And if you're willing to do that, then I feel like no matter what, even if you're really bad, like this really great quote I love from this Juan Belmonte, I think is his name. I heard of this guy in a podcast, no kidding, from Tim Ferriss, who I think Tim Ferriss is kind of a little bit off the deep end there, but sending you love and respect, Tim Ferriss, but if you hear this, I'm not trying to throw shade at you, I'm just thinking like you just got a little bit too, you know what I mean? Like you got to come back a little bit. You got to come back a little bit to where everyone else is. You know what I mean? Anyways, but God bless Tim Ferriss because I love all the wisdom he has accumulated. Anyways, there's one thing. He's got this one quote from Juan Belmonte. He's a bullfighter, but he's not a very good bullfighter. So he's always getting like hit and shit and injured and all just getting all jacked up. I need to write a movie about this guy. His point is, they're like, why are you still a bullfighter? Like, you're really bad at it. And the guy's point is like, hey, man, whatever profession you pick, it's all about like just keep continually improving yourself and being worthy of, you know, being worthy of that name of bullfighter. And I just, that's such a beautiful thing to say, because whatever profession you pick, you can pick anyone you want, really, if you really set your mind to it. You can overcome any obstacles and really find any profession. really. And I was a poor kid from New York City, and I became a fighter pilot, an awesome one. Thank you very much. And I got really badly airsick the first 7 flights, and all the instructors were like, "Fuck, you suck. You're never gonna make it." All this kind of shit. And I was like, you know what, man? I'm gonna die trying. And it really, if you have that attitude, because you're gonna die trying anyways. You might as well like literally just go for it. And if you really have the courage and the passion and dedication, you can really accomplish it. But anyways, the point of it is when you go for your profession, whatever it is, even if you are whatever profession, whatever, you know, status you think it is, whether it's high or low, if you really focus all your energy on being awesome at it, you will be. And anyways, my point of this really long joke, where are we at now? 5 minutes and 40 seconds. Yikes. My point is that I really wanted to tell this thing funny, but I can't for the life of me brain to say it in a funny way now. Anyways, it goes like this. If you were going to create this world, let's just pray that God is omnibenevolent. And there's a way to heaven for everybody. David and Goliath get to heaven, and Perseus and Medusa, everyone, even all the worst sinners hearing this, you can go to heaven too, right? Let's just say that's the thing. Wouldn't it be cool if it was like, if you design a system that was like foolproof, like as long as the people met certain criteria, like only the penitent man shall pass, like Indiana Jones thing, and then you were also kind of like, never gave up, like you relentlessly just kept trying, you know, like I got up every day and you're like, let's go. Like I actually admire the two coaches, Harbaugh coaches in the NFL, their dad, Mr. Harbaugh, I suppose, but raised them up, also sounded like in poor conditions, and said to them every morning, hey, who's got it better than us? And attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to man. I just think that's really cool. So no matter what situation you're in, you can attack the day with enthusiasm unknown to man, that's not familiar to you anyways. And you can tap into that source every day and really just, you know, really focus on trying to win. And eventually, it's kind of like my other favorite quote from Denzel Washington. I don't think Denzel Washington made this up. I think he even says it's an expression, but I love his expression via Denzel Washington. And he says, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut. And I love that. So it's like, it gives hope for all the doofuses like me out there, like Mr. Magoo. Ever see the show? It's an old cartoon. Mr. Magoo would just drive around. And he was like this old guy. He couldn't see. He was blind. But he would drive anyways. So he would drive around. Like basically guardian angels would protect him from just all sorts of terrible mishaps. You know, cranes were coming in his way and, you know, trains. You know, and he just narrowly missed all of them by the grace of God because, you know, you've heard the expression, like, God takes care of fools, you know? I really feel like there's something to that. There's another story I love of this autistic boy who is in this really dangerous river with all kinds of poisonous snakes and alligators and crocodiles or whatever, piranhas, you get it, all things dangerous for man. But the boy kind of walks through this thing for, like, miles unscathed. And why is that? And I think I've heard people say before that autistic people, Down syndrome people are like angels on earth. And I agree they are. If you see someone with Down syndrome or you know, autistic where they can't really speak, or people that are studying, those are angels. And if you treat them with love, you will be blessed to no end in your life. And the most wonderful things will happen to you. Show. Anyways, where was I? Okay. So imagine there's this game, or this, you know, called Earth, and you go there and it's just horrible. It could be hell pretty much all the time, but there's a way to make it heaven. And the way to make it heaven is to find genuine love for everyone around you. But anyways, my point of this, all the thing, let's just say, got to design the system. So if you just, there's a basic minimum of things you need to do. Just be penitent. Like Indiana Jones said, only the penitent man shall pass, and I guess woman and they, thems, and I'm not trying to be non-inclusive 2024 people. You know what I'm talking about. So God loves everyone, including the haters out there, and including all the atheists, which there seems to be a bunch of these days. That's fine. But eventually you will, when you're in this world long enough, you will eventually find a belief in something that you can't see. Here's another great quote for you from St. Augustine of Hippo. He says, faith is to believe that which you do not yet see. And the reward of that faith is to see that which you believe. And that is true. If you believe in someone that made us all, that loves us all, that wants us to be happy down here, wants us to create heaven on earth, that's maybe that's our mission to do, then you will see the most amazing answers to that that riddle you're trying to crack everywhere. So anyways, the point of this whole thing was just going to be this joke, which is now at the 10-minute mark. 10-10. Perfect 10-10. God's perfect 10. And the real joy on earth is to find what's perfect in all of us, because there is something perfect in all of us if you just look for it. If you look long enough. So let me close with this. It's possible that if there's a minimum effective thing to do, like be penitent, just keep trying and keep trying your best to, you know, please everyone around you and yourself, while also not hurting anybody, and love yourself, love others, and just keep learning. If that's, maybe that's the minimum effective dose to get in heaven, is love yourself, love others, and just keep learning. If you just can do that, never hurt anybody, then here's my vision is you kind of like, you kind of plinko in. So you just kind of get dropped into this, like this big kind of tink, 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 tink. And, you know, all all of us are just kind of little bubbles kind of dropping through this plinko game. And if you just choose to love everyone and yourself in every moment, you eventually end up in heaven. Even if you take the most circuitous, crazy roundabout, looks like you're on the wrong way, shoots and ladders type of way, you can get to heaven if you just love yourself, love others, and just keep learning. So that's my message.
Bye.
Love you.